Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Simi. By the way, Brother Simi, his father is my senior pastor, and I am proud of his ministry of his father, you know. And I'm so grateful to God because of my pastor. I love my pastor. Amen. I hope you love your pastor too. Amen. Because, you know, God used them to feed us through the Word of God, to grow spiritually. Amen. That's why you need to love your pastor. Amen. Thank you so much for receiving. And he is now studying in Marietta, Ohio. And sooner, Lord willing, he will go back in the Philippines and will start another mission work in the Philippines. Amen. Like he said that in the Mark chapter 16, verse 15, go into all the world. Amen. And preach the gospel. That is the business, our business. Amen. That's our work. That we need to preach. Amen. The gospel. Amen. Because Jesus Christ came here because of that. Those people not saved, they will be yet and saved through the word of God by faith unto Him. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, again for just allowing me for the opportunity, for the trusting Pastor. Thank you so much. It's mean a lot to me this, you know, because as a missionary, I have a hard time to get a meeting. But thank God, He allowed me to go here and to be a blessing the ministry that I've done in the Philippines. So if you have a Bible, please open your Bible with me in the book of Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. Let us be reading beginning verse 3 down to verse 9. And if you could see the chapter and the verses, can you please let all stand up please to give reverence in the word of God. Please pray for me while I speak. Amen. To make it clear my voice and to understand me. Amen. So in Mark chapter 14, verse 3, the Bible says, and being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. Look at the word of very precious. Amen. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and had been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye here? She hath wrought a good work on me. Did you notice that? Amen. She hath a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She came aforehand to anoint my body to burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of me, of for a memorial for her. God bless the word of God. Brother John, can you please pray the word of God?
Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord, the truth, Lord, that I still am, Lord. I'm so thankful, Lord, I open your word. I know it's true. I don't have to worry about being lied to. And Lord, that's deceived or confused. Lord, that's not, you're not the author of confusion. And you want us to know more about you and Lord, about what you have us to do now. Lord, I pray you bless my brother now, Lord. You just help him. Have anoint him with your power to preach, Lord, and even give us the message that you have us to hear, not to hear him, but the message, Lord. And just help him tonight, Lord. Jesus, help us, Lord, have our hearts open to hear and listen, Lord. listen to you, Lord. Truly listen. And do what you would have us to do, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Brian. You may all be seated. Thank you so much. Amen. I entitled my message this evening, "She Did It for Jesus." She did it for Jesus. As a Christian, we ought to do the best we could for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? If you say that you are a Christian, if you say that you are the children of God, we need to give everything to Him. Nothing less. Amen? As we study in this Bible, the life of Mary, we can see the life of Mary, how she gave, he had in her life. Amen? Now, in this passage of the scripture, we read about a woman who did something for the Lord, who brought a precious ointment in an alabaster box. She break it and put it on our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So I have three things that I would like to share to you this evening. Three things that I hope that these three will be a blessing to every one of us. Number one, okay, the measure of her service. The measure. Now, how deep is our love to God? Amen? How deep is our love to God? So, let us consider the price of the word of ointment. The Bible says in verse 3, "And being bidden in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious." I don't know about the ointment or about the fragrance today. I don't know very precious, something like that. No? I don't know about that. Amen? But this woman, she gave to Jesus the most expensive. Amen? Amen? That's the measure of his service. That's the measure of our giving. Amen? He don't worry about anything, but instead, this lady, this woman, all I know that is in his heart, in her heart, is to serve the living God. Amen. Is to give everything to Jesus. That's how she loved Jesus. Amen? I do believe if you love somebody, if you love a person, if you love your wife, if you love your children, you are willing to give everything to them. As long as you can. Amen? But, I do believe also if you love the Lord, you need to give everything to Him. Even your life. Even your wealth. Even everything you have right now, because I don't believe everything that we have right now just came from our God. We are nothing. Even your clothes came from our God. Your house, your car, even your life just came from our God. Even your salvation just came from our God. So there's no reason to give everything to Him. Amen? So there's no reason to give everything to Him. Our life is temporary. Amen? This world is temporary. Amen? Anything, it will disappear. Anytime, it will disappear. But praise the Lord, we have a mansion in heaven. Amen? Whew! Are you happy you have a mansion in heaven? So, while the Lord is not coming again, we need to serve Him faithfully. We need to give everything to Him. That's why I'm so glad that when I heard that you have 39 missionaries, You did a good job from the Lord. Amen? Because every soul that God saved, every missionary that you supported anywhere in this country, you know, even in the Philippines or in Kenya, you know, every single penny that you sent to them is not a wasting. Because I do believe every single penny that and every one soul God saved, you will be part of that soul. Amen. The measure of service. We need to give everything to Him. Because everything that we had is belong to Him. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in verse 5 or in verse 4, and there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? You know who speak on that verse? Who did speak on that? Huh? Who did speak on that? Who betrayed Jesus? Judas. He's the one who speak. Amen? Why are you wasting your money? And I hope in this church, there's no Judas. Amen? Yeah. To giving to the Lord is not a wasting time. It's not a wasting money. Amen? It's for the glory of God. Yeah. Amen? Don't be like Judas. Amen? Don't be like Judas. Because Judas is always thinking from himself only. He is a selfish. Amen? Don't be like Judas. Don't be selfish. Especially when it comes in the ministry. Especially when it comes in giving to the church. Especially when it's supporting the missionary. Don't be selfish. Don't be like Judas. Because every single penny that you put on the box, on the offering plate, you did a good job to the Lord. Amen? Amen? Don't be like Judas. Amen? And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of this ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and had been given to the poor. Amen? He has a good intention about this. Amen? He has a good intention, but it's not true in his heart. God knows his heart. Amen? Amen? God, the Lord Jesus Christ knows the hearts of Judas. Amen? That's why the Lord Jesus Christ, He said unto him, okay, in verse 6, and then the Bible says, and Jesus said, let her alone. Amen? You know, when you do good something for the Lord, God is always in your side. Amen? He will not allow you. Huh? He will not allow you to guilt someone, or He will not allow you to, how do you call this? I'm sorry about that. Amen? God is always on your side. He will protect you. He will guide you. Amen? And He will never leave you. Amen? Now, the Bible says, for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence. You know, the equivalence of that, the Bible scholar tells that the equivalent of the ointment is about of his a 1 year salary of ordinary worker. How much the salary of ordinary worker here? Every hour. $10? Amen? I don't know. But to the Philippines, your $10 here, there $12 or $15 for the whole day. In our place, they work for the whole day and they receive a salary for $15 only. Here, you work for 1 hour, you will have a salary of $10. It's far. Amen? It's far from here. Amen? It's a big there's a big difference. Yes. But how can you survive there? Amen? Especially, there are those on the corner, those on the poor villages. You need to work there to buy a food. Amen? That's the life in our country. You need to work. But because if you don't work, don't eat.
That's right.
Yeah. Brother John, he testified that. Yes. Because he went there already for 2 times. And he saw there are my people.
Yes.
Amen? But this precious ointment is equivalent about a year's salary of Mary. Did you see that? I don't know why she did this one, but you know, that's the measure of a service to God. Amen? That's the measure of her giving to God. Amen? Even though it's very expensive, Mary did not hesitate to give everything to Jesus. I hope we are like Mary. Amen? Amen? I hope we are like Mary, not Judas. Amen? Amen? That's the measure of her giving. Amen? And if you could see on John chapter 12, verse 3, he used the precious ointment to body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And did you know why? He uses her to, let's open our Bible, okay? Bowing her head and rubbing the feet of the Lord by her hair was a picture of her service, worship, and love of the Lord. Amen? I do believe everything. I do believe every time we worship God, we need to give everything to Him, not partially. Amen? Because God, He gives everything to us. Even the salvation, He gave us to us freely, according to Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life. All you have to do on that gift, you need to accept. You need to receive. Thank the Lord. Because the salvation is free. Amen? Salvation is free. That's why I'm so thankful because I'm saved. Amen? I'm saved. And I know that one day, He will meet us in heaven. Amen. While we are here in this world, amen, do your best to God. Like Mary. Amen. Second thing, I will not keep you long. The motive of her service. Amen. What is the motive of Mary? Why she did that? What in her mind? In her mind? What in her heart? Why she did that? Why she gave the precious ointment to the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Bible says in verse 6, and Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why trouble ye her?" Amen. Now the Lord Jesus Christ knows our hearts, knows our thoughts. Amen? And I do believe the heart of Mary The Lord Jesus Christ knows the hearts of Mary also. Amen?
Amen?
That's why He said to those people, why you throw money here? And the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the first, this is the good part, or this is the best part, or this is my favorite part that He said the Lord Jesus Christ to Mary. And the good part is this. Okay? Let me read the Bible. She hath wrought a good work on me. Did you see that? That is the motive of Mary. She had a good work. Amen? Are we doing good work to the Lord? Amen? I hope we need to do good to our Lord. We do not do good work to be saved. Okay? We are already saved by receiving and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as a believer, as a Christian, we need to do good work. We need to do good some to our Lord. We need to good work to do good work to our brethren. We need to do good work to those people who are not saved. Amen?
Amen.
Like Mary, you saw the heart of Mary. Amen? And the Lord Jesus Christ, He said to those people, why you throw money here? Let her alone. Because this woman, she did a good work. Amen? Amen? She had a right motive. Amen? Amen? She has a good work. She did not what is the real motive of Mary? She did this to our Lord, not because she want to get attraction. Amen. God knows her heart. Amen. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ he tell to those people, she did a good work. Amen. Amen. Okay, she did not this because she want, okay, to get an attraction or spotlight shine on her. Amen. She did this not because she want a recognition from the Lord, although the Lord commanded her. Amen. He commanded her because the Lord Jesus Christ, that Mary, His truth. On what her doing. Amen? That's the motive of Mary. We cannot deny the fact. Amen? We cannot hide something from God. Amen? God knows everything. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ commanded her. Amen? Amen? Commanded her. Because I know, and the Lord Jesus Christ, she did a good work. That is the motive of Mary. Amen? Then the last thing, the third thing, number one, the measure of her service. The second thing, the motive of her service. And then the third thing, the memorial of her service. The memorial. Look at your Bible in the verse 9. Or in verse 8 first. She had done what she could. Amen? This is a memorial. Amen? Amen? This is a memorial. It's not only a memorial, but a great, great memorial. Because this woman that he did to the Lord Jesus Christ, until now, okay, we can remember this. Amen? So, that's why the Bible says the Lord Jesus Christ, she had done what she could. Amen? She is come up for hand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily, I send to you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she had done shall be spoken of for a memorial for death. I don't believe this woman, he left a good memorial. Amen? Because what she did to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? How about us? If we leave this earth, do we leave a good memorial? That someday we will remind us for our good job, for what our service that we are doing to the Lord. Amen? I hope before we left this world, do something for God.
Yes. Yes.
God. Do something for God. Do something for His ministry. So that we can say, the Lord Jesus Christ tell us, well done.
Yes.
Well done. Thy good and faithful servant.
Yes.
He will not tell to you, thy good and faithful pastor, but a servant. Because all of us, we are the servant of God. As a servant of God, we need to do the job to our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right. You're
right. Amen? Like this woman, she left a good memorial. Amen? I know this church mission-minded. I will not preach about the mission because you are already informed about that. Amen? About the mission. Amen? But I will challenge you to continue that. Good. Continue to do good to the Lord. To this ministry. To those missionaries that are already supported. And I hope and pray to the Lord, it will not end unto those 39, but praying that they increase. Amen? You have a mission conference, Pastor, this coming 24 of August?
In 2 weeks?
Oh. I hope that I can be there. I can be here. Amen? Lord willing, Pastor, can I come? Amen. At least until 3 days only. Is that fine, Pastor?
It is. Wednesday through Friday and Thursday.
Wednesday on Friday. I think it will not work. Monday until Wednesday only. But please continue to do good to the Lord.
Yes.
Don't be like Lazarus. And also, I should say, don't be like
Judas.
Judas.
Yeah, you're all right.
Amen? Don't be like Judas.
Yes.
Always looking for a negative. Amen?
Hey,
he's a selfish man.
Yes.
Amen? But follow the memorial of Mary. Pastor, thank you so much.